This is the same time, but the RGB has been replaced by IFR probability. There are two important points to make. Cirrus clouds block the view of low clouds. You can't easily use satellite data to detect low clouds under Cirrus. Also, stratus and fog can look very similar from the satellite point of view, but for transportation issues, fog is important. Mid-level stratus is less important. IFR probability fuses satellite information with model information of low-level saturation. The model used is the rapid refresh, and if it suggests low-level saturation, then IFR probabilities are enhanced. Similarly, if satellite data suggests stratus clouds, IFR probabilities are enhanced. Because the strengths of both fields are considered, IFR probability can give a consistent signal in regions where cirrus clouds block the satellite view of low clouds, such as over northeast Georgia, and it can screen out regions of mid-level stratus, such as over central South Carolina, where the rapid refresh is not suggesting that low-level saturation is occurring, even though stratus clouds are present.